And welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 72, On the Road. Before we get to today's episode, I want to apologize about last week's episode. It was very much an indulgence on my part. When I listened back to it, I kind of felt like I really didn't hit the story very well, and that I was also a little bit on the whiny side. And so I wanted to apologize, but I also want to say thank you for giving me that indulgence and hopefully not turning me off. This past week, I was out of town. I was taking training, and I usually try to be fairly flexible about just being where I'm at and enjoying the moment, but this week has been really hard. I tell you, I just really wanted to be home. I wanted to be in my chair that was comfortable and fitted me. I wanted to be with my babies. I didn't want to be stuck in some hotel room out in the middle of nowhere and being away from my family. So this week was very hard, and I was so looking forward to getting home. Getting home was not as easy as I would have hoped it would have been. I had to take a shuttle from the hotel to the airport, and it was my understanding that the shuttle ran every hour. The 1:30 shuttle that I had signed up on was full. A couple of people at the other institution that was serviced by the shuttle had gotten on without signing up for it. And instead of saying, "Hey, you get your butt out of there," I said, "No big deal. Next shuttle is in an hour. I have 4 hours until I have to catch my flight. I'll be fine." Well, I sit down to wait for the next shuttle, and the woman assures me that the man should be on his way. He should be there in 15-20 minutes. And I turned on my iPod and I was listening to music and pulled out my knitting. And I was knitting away, listening to my music, totally engrossed in what I was doing. And I looked up at the clock and an hour and a half had passed. Well, now things were getting a little tight. And I went and I checked to find out what was going on. And she said, well, she had misunderstood. He wasn't where she thought he was. He was actually off work that day. But he was running over and he would give me a ride to the airport as soon as he could. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. I'm thinking, okay, well, it looked like they were still going to get me there an hour and a half before my flight. And I thought that shouldn't be any big deal. So he comes running up and he gets the shuttle out and we load my baggage and we're on the way and we're talking along, having a grand old time, dissecting the current political system and how we would make the world a better place. And then we got behind this slow person on a double yellow line, and they were doing 40 in a 55. And the guy looked at me and he said, "There's nowhere to pass for miles." So we just hankered down and rode behind this person. And I looked at my clock and time is ticking away. Well, I got to the airport at 4:30. My flight is at 5:15. I should still be able to run through. So I start to get in one line, and the lady says, "Oh no, this is for express people only. This is only if you have a first class ticket," which I don't have. My work won't pay for a first class ticket. She says, "No, you're four lines down." And I look over, and four lines down, that line is horrendous. And I look at my watch, and I get in the line, and time is ticking and ticking and ticking away. But you know me, I start talking. And I found out that the gentleman who was in front of me actually lives in San Antonio, Texas. He grew up in San Antonio, which is where I spent a good amount of my childhood. So we start talking San Antonio. We talk about the trees, the city. We start talking about the different communities in the area. He's naming some places, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I went to elementary school right off of that road." Well, he informed me that unfortunately, the area of the city that I lived in is not as well to do as it used to be, and that the lights are no longer as fantastic during the Christmas season. So I got caught up on the old homestead. It was really nice. And when we got to the front, he said, "You go on ahead of me. I know you're on a short schedule." Got in, did the electronic information stuff, and it said to me I was too late to make my flight and that it would put me on standby at an 8 o'clock flight that night, and that was the last flight coming home. And my heart just kind of broke because I really, really, really wanted to be home. I'd been wanting to be home, 5 days ago. Well, I looked at the man and I said, "I've never flown standby. Give me some information about it." And he says, "Well, if standby won't do for you, then you need to go around the corner, get in line 10, and talk to them." Well, I went around the corner, and line 10 was even longer than the line I just left, which took 40 minutes to get through. So I called up our travel person, and I said to her, "What am I supposed to do? Is there anything you can do for me?" And she said, "Carrie, get your butt in gear and run. Go to your first flight and just book ass, get there, and once you get there, have them tell you you can't get on the plane." So I said, "Okay." I ran, and you have to catch shuttles between the different concourse, and I ran. I caught the wrong shuttle. I went to gate or concourse C instead of concourse D, and I'm like, "Oh, Carrie, you're shooting yourself in the foot." And meanwhile, I have not gone to the bathroom for many, many hours, and I was about to burst. I thought, kind of defeatist, "Well, I've missed it. I might as well go to the bathroom. Then I'll go talk to them at the gate, and they'll give me some more information." So I go in, go to the bathroom, and then I start booking it to the gate. And I get to the gate, and she says, "You're on this flight to RTP?" And I said, "I hope so." And she said, "Hold on a moment. Let me see if they've closed the gate." She calls up, and they hadn't closed the gate. Another woman comes running up behind me. So we both got on the flight. And I was just so thrilled. Yay! I'm going home. Once we got on the plane, I found out that they had an air conditioning problem, which was why they were delayed. So if it wasn't for the fact that these people had been sitting in a hot plane being totally miserable, I wouldn't have gotten home. Well, I got home, or I got to RTP. My luggage didn't make it, but who the hell cares? Well, I did slightly, because my Bucky was in there. I've got a special pillow that I use. It's filled with buckwheat hulls. I love this pillow. And I was somewhat upset that my Bucky wasn't there, but a Bucky could be replaced. I had to go up to the lost luggage area to tell them that my luggage didn't make it. There was a woman there. She was all upset. And she looked at me and she said, "You don't seem to be terribly upset about them losing your luggage." I said, "They lost my rabbit once." That was upsetting. Having them lose my clothes, that's no big deal. I left my information with the clerk, and she said to me, "Thank you for putting that in perspective for that other group, because they were all down my throat, and today's my last day for the week. I get 3 days off, and then I got a shift to a 4 a.m. shift." Oh, man, I felt for her. Got home, got dinner, slept. Not too good. Never sleep too good on the first night home. Never sleep too good on the first night any new place, basically. Got up the next morning, and my luggage was on the porch. My Bucky was back with me. Unfortunately, Sadie was also on the porch. She is getting out of the fence, and I have absolutely no idea how she's doing it. I walked the entire fence area. I can't see how she could have gotten out. It's some way that it must be a one-way, because she can't get back into the fence once she's gotten out. And Wayne swears that she's pushing herself through one of the little 4x4 squares. I laughed and didn't believe him when he told me that over the phone, but now I'm pretty much behind him. I really think that's what she's doing. So anyway, I'm home, I'm settled in, and I'm happy to be home. Einstein is still giving me the cold shoulder. Wolfie's come over and given me some grooming. All the sheep are happy to see me. And Monster Kitty, I picked her up. I was rubbing her belly this morning, and I started to let her down when she grabbed my arm and said, "No, no, no, don't put me down just yet." That was very special. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. I can't tell you how much it means to me to know that there are people out there and they're listening to me. It would be even more special if you came by and left me a comment or sent me an email. My website, if you want to leave me a comment, is autumnbreezedesigns.com. My email, if you want to send me an email, is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail if you want to send me a voicemail message instead. And my voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.